As promised, I am thrilled to announce that our tickets for Australian True Crime Live are now available. Join me in Sydney, Brisbane, and or Melbourne this July. You can come to all three if you want. These tickets are expected to go very quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting the link in our podcast bio, or you can head over to the Australian True Crime Facebook page. There'll be a nice link there for you. Update for Brisbane, Australian True Crime fans. Brisbane is almost fully sold out for our live show. If you've been a listener for any length of time, you'll know how passionate I am about true crime stories from Australia. I'm looking very forward to an incredible evening together with you, sharing these captivating tales. We will have great guests as well. So, you know, we love a Q&A. If you've ever come along to an Australian true crime live gig, you'll know we love a Q&A with our guests. Don't miss out. Book your tickets today, and I'll see you in July for a memorable night out.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome. Like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome. Like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This is a true crime podcast, as the title suggests. So please consider this your warning that it's not suitable for children, and it probably will contain content that may be triggering to some people. Also, it's an Australian true crime podcast, so Australian Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners should be aware it may contain the voices of deceased people.
The producers of this podcast recognise the traditional owners of the land on which it's recorded. They pay respect to the Aboriginal elders past, present, and those emerging.
To remark that Mr. Lehman is a poor witness is an exercise in understatement. An untruthful person may just be all mouth and trousers, or may be recklessly indifferent to the truth. All these falsehoods, together with his Walter Mitty-like imaginings, demonstrate that Mr. Lehman has no compunction about departing from the truth if he thought it was expedient.
Those are some of the comments made by Justice Michael Lee as he handed down his long-awaited decision in the defamation case brought by Bruce Lehrman against Channel 10 and Lisa Wilkinson. Long story short, Lehrman lost. He was declared by the judge, by the balance of probabilities, to have raped Brittany Higgins in Parliament House, and he's now back in court for the costs hearing, during which the judge will decide how much money he owes Channel 10 for taking them to court. It's been quite a season of high-profile defamation cases in Australia in recent years. Actor Geoffrey Rush sued for defamation over articles published in the Daily Telegraph in 2017. He won that case and was awarded over $2.9 million in damages. But as we'll hear today, wins in defamation are rare. Actor Craig McLaughlin launched a defamation case against the Sydney Morning Herald and the ABC in 2022, But he dropped that case on the day 11 women were due to start giving evidence for the defence, alleging sexual harassment, indecent exposure, indecent assault, and bullying. Just weeks ago, after several years of negotiations, the Sydney Morning Herald reported it had received the $1.2 million in costs it was awarded by the court from McLaughlin. The Herald also reported they understood negotiations regarding payment of costs were still ongoing with the ABC. In November of 2023, former war hero Ben Robert Smith lost his defamation case against Nine newspapers. He sued them over a series of articles portraying him as a war criminal who broke the moral and military rules of engagement while deployed as a member of the SAS in Afghanistan. When he lost the case, he became liable for around $30 million worth of court costs, although Seven West Media chairman Kerry Stokes has agreed to cover those costs on behalf of Robert Smith. Of course, during the Lehrman defamation trial, we learned that Channel 7 had also been covering his rent for the previous 12 months as payment for his appearance on the Spotlight program, and it was alleged that a Channel 7 credit card was used to procure sexual services for Lehrman too. In another coincidence, Bruce Lehrman, Ben Robert Smith and Craig McLaughlin were all represented by the same lawyer, Mark O'Brien. It's a small world. We're joined on Australian True Crime today to explain what defamation is and why these cases so rarely succeed in court by Victoria Jane Otovsky, a litigator with over 20 years of practice and managing partner with Black Bay Lawyers, who specialises in defamation law. There's a link in the show notes to this episode in case you'd like to get in touch with Victoria Jane.
With our discussion this morning, Michelle, it's not intended to provide any legal advice. It's just around general information concerning defamation and obviously impacts lately and what we've seen in the news. So should anyone require any specific legal advice, they're encouraged to seek that out on a case-by-case basis. So nothing I say is intended to constitute or amount to legal advice.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that, because I am going to open by saying that the recent events have only confirmed for me that suing someone for defamation is crazy. And I know that those are my words and not your words. But I mean, I don't remember a time when we've had such high-profile defamation cases in Australia. And in my career in the public eye, certainly the wisdom that has been passed on to me is that no one really sues for defamation because it's not worth it. That's the sort of the advice that I've heard, the anecdotal story that I've heard from many, many people is that people threaten to do it a lot, that lawyers will advise against it because it's very, very hard to win a defamation case and it's very, very expensive to pursue one. Do many people actually sue for defamation in your experience?
Yeah, Michelle, my view is that very few people actually proceed to commence proceedings in defamation. Certainly there's a lot of instances where we're instructed and other defamation lawyers are instructed to issue cease and desist letters and concerns notices. And we certainly do that on a frequent basis. But in terms of taking that additional step to initiate court proceedings, it's a serious step. It carries lots of consequences. And the instances in which we recommend that that step be taken is very few. We do counsel people on what is an appropriate outcome and what, if anything, we should ask for. And sometimes it is simply a quick removal if the damage and the publication isn't extensive. But otherwise, if it is in a national or even international publication and someone's readily identified and seriously harmed and aggrieved, we will push for more and require a public retraction or an apology, sometimes payment of compensation.
Please explain to us, what is defamation? What's the difference between somebody saying something you don't like about them and actual actionable defamation?
So defamation is a publication that harms the reputation of another. So it has to bring the image or esteem someone holds someone into a lower esteem. So impact the way they're regarded, perceived by others, the recipients of that defamatory publication, and actually cause now serious harm. What isn't defamation is something that is merely offensive or vulgar. Okay, so calling someone some kind of rude name isn't necessarily going to amount to something that's defamatory of someone. So name calling isn't defamatory, but say, for instance, calling someone a lying scum might be. So it comes down to the context of the publication and really the imputations, and imputations is the legal term. It effectively means meanings, the imputations that flow from it.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
The parties are back in court at the moment in the Lehrman case, and they're talking about the costs. Usually, I guess, you tell me, when the judgment is made, when the case has gone to court, somebody ends up paying for the other side's costs. Is that sort of generally part of it, that the loser has to pay everyone's costs?
That's right. And that's a perfect summary of it, Michelle. So the rule is well known. It's regarded in the legal community as costs follow the event. And that effectively means that the losing party is typically, not always, but very typically ordered to pay the successful party's costs of the litigation. Now, that's usually done on what we call a party-party basis. It's not a complete indemnity and reimbursement of the costs that have been incurred, but a substantial portion of them.
It's an incredible gamble. So the gamble starts right from the outset when people decide to go to court, to take it all the way to court. In this case, you've got Bruce Lehrman, who is famously an unemployed law student. On the other hand, you've got the 10 Network, Lisa Wilkinson, Deep Pockets. They have won costs. They're sort of sorting that out now, what the costs are. And Bruce Lehrman theoretically will be responsible for their costs, which there are guesstimates around the $8 million mark at the moment. But the fact is, he doesn't have $8 million. What happens when you're out of pocket to the tune of $8 million for lawyers and the bloke who sued you and lost is broke? It just is never going to have the $8 million to pay your lawyers.
It's a great question. And it's actually, I'd say, somewhat common. It's not the first time that this will have occurred. And ultimately, if Bruce Lehman doesn't have the money to pay for it, then they can actually take the measure of looking to bankrupt him and have a trustee in bankruptcy appointed to take control of, you know, his estate, so to speak, and liquidate any assets and apply any such funds towards some kind of reimbursement of those costs. There are other avenues, and say, for instance, that can include seeking a garnishee order, basically garnishing someone's accounts. But, I mean, that's going to serve little utility where someone is unemployed and where a cost order is likely to be rather substantial in this case. In my view, defamation proceedings aren't these huge earners that a lot of people generally think. The general cap for non-economic loss in defamation is presently sitting at $551,000. So it's not a huge amount. It's not millions of dollars. So understandably, the more expensive the proceedings and the more a party incurs, you know, with their lawyers, the more it's likely to be a diminishing return, because that difference in the legal costs that can be recovered is going to come out of, you know, say, for instance, the judgment, the compensation that's ordered to be paid. And ultimately, even in certain instances, a successful party may be worse off in the end. We advise, you know, parties looking to bring proceedings and those having to defend it. And say, for instance, when we're acting for any plaintiffs, one of the first questions that we ask is, you know, is it true? And you hope that your client's always honest with you. And if you become aware of any dishonesty, you need to act accordingly. And sometimes, and more often than not, that means refusing to continue to act. But another, you know, important question is, you know, are there any other skeletons in the closet? What else do we need to know? Because that's really going to inform the likelihood of, you know, the success, the prospects of success of the proceedings, because it's incredible how much can be out there and how many times people are willing to come forth and give information and share information that might be detrimental to a party's case.
Yeah, and I think that in both recent cases, Ben Robert Smith and Bruce Lerriman, the process of going through a defamation trial is so devastating to your reputation. By the time we go through all of the allegations that have been made against them in, you know, the people that they're suing, plus those people then go and find everyone they can to speak to their character, it's just devastating to a reputation, isn't it? That the process of the trial.
Absolutely. It's pretty much, you know, hanging out the dirty laundry and setting up, you know, the pageant of witnesses to come along and address that person's character and what they know. And it's for that very reason you only take that step in the most serious of cases and where you've got utmost confidence that, you know, someone's integrity and character won't be besmirched and stand up to the allegations. And so certainly in the case of Ben Robert Smith and Bruce Lerriman, it's a case of, you know, what is a civil action? A defamation matter is a civil action, looking very much like a quasi-criminal hearing.
I mean, I guess at the end of the day, it boils down to that word reputation, doesn't it?
That's right. That's right.
Fascinating.
Reputation is everything. And they say, you know, it can shatter like glass and it's impossible to put back.
Thank you to our guest today, Managing Partner with Black Bay Lawyers, Victoria Jane Otavsky. And don't forget that there's a link in the show notes to this episode in case you'd like to get in touch with Victoria Jane.
If you need support after listening to this podcast, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14 or contact 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737 732 or 1-800-RESPECT.org.au. Indigenous Australians can contact 13 Yarn on 13 92 76 or 13yarn.org.au. Thank you for downloading this episode of Australian True Crime. We'll be back next week.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
As promised, I am thrilled to announce that our tickets for Australian True Crime Live are now available. Join me in Sydney, Brisbane, and or Melbourne this July. You can come to all three if you want. These tickets are expected to go very quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting the link in our podcast bio, or you can head over to the Australian True Crime Facebook page. There'll be a nice link there for you.
Update for Brisbane Australian True Crime fans. Brisbane is almost fully sold out for our live show.
If you've been a listener for any length of time, you'll know how passionate I am about true crime stories from Australia. I'm looking very forward to an incredible evening together with you, sharing these captivating tales. We will have great guests as well. So, you know, we love a Q&A. If you've ever come along to an Australian true crime live gig, you'll know we love a Q&A with our guests. Don't miss out. Book your tickets today, and I'll see you in July for a memorable night out.